with the congregation in the middle bridge, who was well said about, you know, taking maybe a bit of spin on or just, or just, you know, seeing through that overs maybe.
Yeah, so by the time I went in, I think our main goal was just to build a partnership at that stage and maybe get to about 100 of 12 overs. That was the plan. And then we did manage to do that. It did get a little bit tough, but we didn't want to lose too many wickets in that period, so that we do have wickets in hand at the end. But yeah, the plan was basically to just build a little bit of a partnership, not take too many risks at that point, and then, yeah, eventually after 12 overs, we would have... taking more risks again.
Hi, first of all, congratulations on congratulations on winning the first match, but you didn't get the opportunity to bat in the first match, and then you came, as you said, the tempo was set and you had to take it from onwards. So despite not getting the opportunity.
Oops, sorry.
What was the conversation like that you didn't get the opportunity in the first match, but now you had to go and maybe in this
sense? Yeah, I think there was obviously different situations. I think in the first match I would have gone in with about 5 overs left maybe, where we felt like it's more suited for Nadine or Chloe to go in at that time with a little less time left. Where today I went in a bit early, or the wickets fell a bit earlier, so... it's better for me if I have a little bit of time in the middle, and also the plan was, like I said, just to build a partnership and not lose too many wickets up front or in the first 12 overs. Luckily we did have a really good power play. Fulfi and Taz started really well, and that set us up kind of to, or that allowed us to kind of take it a little bit slow in the middle or just build a partnership once again, and then towards the end have wickets in hand and then play more freely.
Hi, just a thought on the pitch itself today. I know you didn't bat the last match, but did you get enough information to figure out how it was playing different today? And did you notice anything different about the lengths India were bowling? Did they pull things back a little bit compared to the first one? Could you talk about that?
I think the wicket started off pretty well. It looked like it was coming on nicely in the beginning of the first couple of overs. I think later on with the ball getting softer and a bit wet from the rain and the outfield, it came a little bit more. It became a little bit more difficult to score. They did initially. The message that came back was initially that it's coming on nicely, but then later on, and when Kapi came out, she did say that it's a bit slower and a little bit more difficult to score. And yeah, I think India probably changed their plans a little bit. I felt like the spinners maybe bowled a little bit flatter. Didn't give it as much flight. Well, that's what it felt like when I was batting. And yeah, so probably that was their plan. But I think we adapted quite well.
Can
I
again?
The pre-match series, Laura talked about how you guys need to have those additional 15-20 runs while batting. Whenever you're batting, those 15-20 runs are making a difference in the last two series against Australia and Sri Lanka. So it looks like that what she talked about is getting implemented on the field. So what has been the conversation about saying we need 20 more runs is one part, but actually going out and implementing it is your job basically. So what has been that conversation?
I think we want to score like 180 plus consistently, well, depending on conditions and situations that we get ourselves in, but I think our plan or our goal is to score, like I said, 180 consistently or even more. I think our power play was also a big thing, which we're getting better at, and we're improving at and scoring more runs in the power play, so which sets things up better towards the end of the game. I think we're doing that well and better than what we used to, and getting that higher scores more often.
You can go to Mahalia and then we'll go back to
Sorry. would have been congratulations if we would have completed the game, but good innings nevertheless. Can you please take me through just your innings itself? Because you had a good run with the bat, even in the test, you had that solidity that you were giving to the batting lineup. And then we saw what you did today. What was that swap like for you, especially after the first T20 when we saw how the batting innings went and just how each of them accelerated? Can you take me through that? And a little bit about Tasman as well, because the first game she told us multiple times that you're not happy with how that innings went back there and here. So between the two T20s, what were the conversations like for you for her and just how you would approach the batting in this game?
Well, for her, I'm not sure, but I think I heard she said that she wasn't happy with her performance the previous game, but I think today she'd be more happy. I think she was more confident coming off of the first game and the run she scored there, and now she finished the game for us. So today was probably a little bit easier for her, and it went better, and she started better, which also helped with the confidence. For myself, I was really excited to start with the T20s again. The test match, obviously, I enjoyed a lot, and it was a really great game, and it was good for us, and a good experience for us. I would have liked to score more runs in the test than what I did, and the ODIs as well. That didn't go great, but happy that I can contribute today. Also, wouldn't say I'm completely happy with my innings. That's probably one of the most I've struggled in a long time in the middle. Well, just the way I felt, and I was hitting the ball, and I felt like I was going nowhere slowly at a stage, but I think with the conditions getting a bit more difficult, the last half of the innings, the ball getting older, softer, they probably bowling a bit slower as well. I think it was important for someone to stay in towards the end of the game, or to be there towards the end, in batter. And yeah, like I said just now, we were focused on building partnership and having someone in at the end, because it did feel quite difficult to just start hitting and scoring quickly when you get in. So if someone is in and been batting for a while, it should be easier for them to score quickly in the last two overs.
Are you good?
Okay.
Anyone?
Yes.
We'll finish off with Kailani.
We're getting our 20 overs worth here.
This is just a little bit outside of cricket. Yesterday there was a between box and Ireland back home, and there was a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. My son also shared it on Twitter. I don't understand the language that much, but there were goosebumps. But I just want to understand, we have seen the passion from the men's cricket side, we have seen passion from the box, we have seen passion from many Panyavan as well. So what it is like for you personally to represent South Africa?
It's obviously a massive honor and a privilege, and like sometimes I still can't believe that I'm in this position, or I'm so fortunate enough to represent my country on a big stage on international level, obviously. With the other South African teams, the men side doing so well in the World Cup, and the Springboks doing so well and winning the World Cup, I think sport in general in South Africa is in a good space, and I think all the teams that do so well kind of inspires the other teams to also do really well, and just always give our best and play our hearts out and do what we can in the moment.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll move over to Zoom. Thanks, Keenan, for your patience. Please go ahead.
Thanks so much, Lita. I am Kat. You've been a bit previously. You've been a bit in and out of the team. You've got an extended run out, and Laura also said at the start of the series that this playing 11 is the playing 11 they're looking to playing in the World Cup in Bangladesh. It's dress rehearsal essentially. Just having that confidence of knowing that you'll be playing the next game, that you are being trusted a bit more now. Does that give you a sort of confidence when you go out there, when you're on the field and you get to the crease?
I guess it does help a bit, but still can never be sure whether you're going to get another chance or not, or it's never guaranteed. So in a way it helps, yes, but in a way I also don't think about that too much, or don't focus on that too much. I just try to be present in the game and do what I can and do the best I can in the moment, and yeah, whatever's meant to be will be, and just always try to give my best and see what happens. I try not to focus too much on the future and what could happen or what could go wrong or next match. I just try to focus on the current match or the match I'm playing at the moment.
Thanks, Keenan. I see your hand is down. That brings us to the end. Thank you so much. We'll be sure to send a high